Maurice Jones-Drew joins us on Sports Byline. Fine running back for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and it's a bye week for the Jags. The Jags stand at 4-4. When you think about what it takes to play this game, how important are those bye weeks for the athletes?
Very important, you know, especially when you have it right smack dab in the middle of your season. You get a chance to cut the season right in half. You play hard the first half. You get a week to rest, kind of heal up a little bit, and then you're refreshed to go back the next eight games and give everything you have to win.
What does it take longer to get the mind healthy or the body healthy?
The body by far. The mind's quick. It can go. You can take a trip somewhere and the mind will be fine. It's the body that takes 2-3 months to get back healthy after a season.
You know, I remember watching you down at UCLA. You were so dynamic. You come out a little bit early, and the knock on you was your size more than anything else. But have you had to deal with that all your life?
Oh, yeah. Ever since playing Pop Warner, as always, he's not going to be big enough. You know, the weight limit in high school, there isn't one. There's going to be guys bigger than him. They're going to try to hurt him, all this and that. But, you know, I figure I'm going to adapt to every surrounding I get a chance to go to. Played at, you know, one of the top schools in the country, UCLA. It was great there. Got opportunity to play in the NFL, and, you know, it's going good so far.
What is it that they didn't know about you?
I think just my will to win. You know, I think that's one thing that you can't measure in a combine. There's a lot of guys that are fast, a lot of guys that are tall, can jump, can catch. But some guys just don't have that want to win. You know, whatever it takes, if they ask you to block, you block. If they ask you to throw the ball, you throw the ball. If they actually play special teams, block punts, punt the ball, whatever it may be. You know, I think that's what our team is starting to build around. And, you know, it's good to see other guys like that, like me, around there.
I knew somebody that knew you down at UCLA, and they said the best thing they could do was question him because that was the thing that would drive you. And you're smiling about that.
Well, yeah, when I first got there, that's what one of the coaches told me. You know, we don't know if you can do this. You know, we don't know if you can return punts or if you can run the ball every down or if you can do this, you can do that. And, you know, it just makes you work harder and harder to prove people wrong. And so, you know, it kind of hurt a little bit because those are the guys that brought me in there. But at the same time, they were using that as motivation to drive me and it ended up working out.
You came out of UCLA early. Tell everybody the circumstances and what motivated you to do that, Maurice.
Well, you know, I was very close to my grandfather, and we had talked through the offseason about, you know, going to the NFL. I really didn't know too much about it. And he was like, well, you know, if you break a couple records, and he was talking about NCAA records, you know, put your name in the draft and to see where you would come out. And so he passed away the third game of the season. I broke 2 or 3 records, I think, that year. And then I put my name in the draft. It came out as an early second, late first-round pick. So, you know, you can't beat that. And they're real conservative in those situations with juniors, and it ended up working out.
The fact that you went in the second round, was that also because there was some concern about your size?
I think a lot of people were the durability. They thought, you know, because I was so small that I wouldn't be able to last longer. But, like I said, I mean, everybody gets hurt in the NFL. I mean, there's not one guy that's 100% right now. It's just, like I said, you have to know how to prepare, know how to take care of your body throughout the season, and with that, you'll be able to do whatever you want.
You know, your body type really lends itself to being probably not hurt as much as the bigger, taller running back because you're low to the ground. I was laughing. I said, I used to do a play-by-play for Stanford, and there was like Darren Nelson, and I said when he drops his head, he goes down to about 4'3", and it's real hard for those big linemen. I mean, do you find that you can compact yourself? And your body type is you're a fireplug type of guy.
Well, definitely. I think my surface area compared to a guy who's 6 feet, 200-something pounds, his surface area is totally different than mine. So I really don't take too many clean shots. And if I do, you know, they're mostly hitting me in my arms or in my ankles. A lot of guys will never hit me in the chest. They rarely hit me, you know, in my thighs or anything. They usually go low. So it's a little different than what I'm used to. Obviously, I'm used to guys in college trying to tackle me by my head and throw me around. In the NFL, guys are more conscious, and I guess they study tape a little bit more, and so it's harder to break tackles when they're cutting your legs out from underneath you, but it's something I'm working on right now.
Maurice, one of the things that I know is that people will always talk about the player's determination and also the speed of the game. I've had a lot of young players tell me when they come out of college that when they got to the NFL level, that the speed of the game was the thing that caught their attention. You came out early. Was that the thing that picked up your attention most of all?
That and the playbook. I think the speed of the game is really the playbook, to tell you the truth, because once you know what you're doing, you can play at a high level. But when you don't know what you're doing, you're second-guessing yourself and you're trying not to make mistakes and you're not playing fast, that's when the speed of the game comes in. So I feel like once you understand the playbook and the system and the coaches really trust you, then you can play fast. And that started working for me later, like towards the second, third, fourth game of the season, where I was able to start going out there making plays, and I understood where I was supposed to be. I messed up every now and then, but I was still playing at 100% full speed, so it helped me out a bunch.
One of the things that I've also noted as well is that the players that have been successful in the National Football League, at some point in a discussion with them, Maurice, will talk about watching film. Now, you didn't hear that much about it when they were in college, and you're smiling at that. Tell me a little bit about what you look for as a running back when you watch film. And had you watched very much when you were at UCLA?
Well, you watch as much as you can, but when you're in college, you have to do schoolwork on top of it, so you don't get a chance to take it home and study opponents like you really want to. And in the NFL, you have so much time on your hands. I mean, once you're done with work, that's it. And so you definitely do a couple of things where I watch Lambert, I watch how they tackle, how they cover their first step. Do they like the false step on certain run plays? DBs, how do they tackle? How do they cover? Do they close or put their head downs when they tackle? It's a lot of different things you can look at. With defensive linemen, what kind of moves do they like? Because we like to chip them a bunch. Linebackers, how they blitz. You got to be prepared for that. It's so many different things that you can look for. But, I try to go through the main things, and I just try to study it as much as possible, because I figure when I get put in a situation, I can't think. I got to react to it. So if I know a linebacker to the T, I know what he's going to do. If he's going to shake me, if he's going to try to run me over, is he going to try to push me into the quarterback, whatever it may be, and I can just react to it instead of thinking about it.
How does a young player make up for the disparity between experience? Now, when you were at UCLA, you could be a junior, and a guy you were going up against might only be a senior, or if you were a sophomore, and that's only 2 years with a senior. But when you're in the National Football League and you're a rookie or a second-year guy, you may be going up against linebackers, a defensive lineman, that have been in the league for 8 to 10 years and they have that experience. How does one cut down on that disparity?
Well, sometimes it's talent. I mean, you come in, you're younger, you're fresher, your body's not banged up as much, so you might be a little bit more faster, have a little bit more ability than they do. But what they have on you in the upper hand is studying the game, understanding your moves, how you like to play. And I think once you're able to narrow that gap down from the knowing the player, knowing the scheme, knowing how to attack a certain person or team, that's when, you'll see the great ones like, Hakeem Nicks, who just came out this year. He's playing well right now. He seems like he's understanding how to attack DBs and how to get open and be ready for when Eli's throwing and understand the scheme, but also understand the person who's covering him. So film study is one of the key things in the NFL. Everybody's talented, but the only way you can have that edge is by knowing the person better than you know yourself.
Who took you underneath their wing when you came in?
Fred Taylor. As soon as I got there, he grabbed me and said, listen, we're going to go for a ride, man. And he's like, you're going to help me and I'm going to help you, and we're just going to try to win as many games as we can. And we were, I think, 1-2 in the league in rushing the first 2-3 years we were there. So that was a great thing to be a part of.
You grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area, and you went to De La Salle High School. There's another guy that you happen to work for, and that is Jack Del Rio, that also grew up in the Bay Area. He went to Hayward, I think. And he has that linebacker's mentality. He really approaches the game that way. What is it that we don't know about him?
I think he's an emotional guy. Everything you see, he knows. So when I first got there, I was trying to pick his brain about how linebackers would try to attack running backs, and he was so vocal. He you could tell with the passion that he had that he wanted to teach. And, that's helped out a bunch, because I know how linebackers are going to attack me. They want to grab me when I'm running routes, or they want to try to get their hands on you in the running game. They want to try to turn you around so everybody can help tackle you, break your stride a little bit. The one thing about him, though, he's a competitor. I mean, he not only was he a great football player, he's a great baseball player, basketball player coming out of high school. And that, he thinks he's one of the better golfers, even though I have to take his money every now and then.
You went to De La Salle High School, and for those people around the country and around the world, during his 4 years there, he never lost a game during his career. He was part of De La Salle's 151-game winning streak, and Bob Latasore is the coach over there, has done a great job with that program. Can you talk a little bit about that program? 151 straight, that's a great winning streak.
Well, it really wasn't about the winning. We were playing for each other. I think that was the main thing. I'm friends with guys that that we were freshmen playing together now to this day. I still talk to, I keep in touch through some other friends. So it wasn't about the winning for us. It was about the bond that you get with the guys you play the game with, the love for the game, going out there and having fun. Regardless if we played the best team in the state or the worst team in the state, we were out there having fun with each other, and we were trying to play the best game we could. And that's what it's really about, you know, especially high school football. I mean, you can't go into high school one the aspirations to play in the NFL. I mean, everybody wants to do that, but if you're thinking about that, then you're going to be worried about certain things and trying to do all this and that instead of going out there and playing the game. And I think Coach Ladd did a great job of instilling that into us, saying, you know, it's not about, you know, college. It's not about this, that, or that. It's about just enjoying that one moment. You know, you can't do this forever. You can't play high school football forever. And the bonds and the relationships you create throughout your high school career can last with you forever. So that's what we kind of took hold to.
Well, I thank you for coming in and spending a little bit of time on the bye week for you and the Jaguars. Thanks a lot. Welcome back home and enjoy your time off.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Maurice Jones-Drew, fine running back in the NFL. We'll take a break as we continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on Sports Byline.